Hi, I feel like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith, where we probably see what is today's Pressing Journal on Tuesday, February the 6th. So, front page paper today is just a big picture of King Charles. And fan back in Dal Hubbardson like to say Prince Charles, but obviously it's King Charles. Now, it just says shock as King hit with cancer diagnosis. So, you've probably heard about this. There's been a wee bit on the news about it. And it's just a couple of bullet points. Charles apologises as a public duty is suspended. Prince Harry to travel from States to see his father and the monarch for 75 already undergoing treatment. So we'll update for the day for the wireless this afternoon as Harry's arrived. The American has had seen his father and had a yap for a wee while. And then King Charles is getting a wee Camilla in a helicopter to Sandringham, so for the further discussed, hopefully it'll be, you know, mending some broken bridges maybe, but we'll see. But anyway, you know, obviously not good news for him. He's probably lucky he was going to get that prostate thing checked out, and then they come across this for cancer, whatever kind it is. And, you know, hopefully if it's early enough, they'll be able to do something about it and he'll be fine and right as rain for a couple more years, you would hope anyway. So, all well to money. I'm sure he's got plenty of doctors looking after him. It's not like one of us, hoi polloi and needing to see a doctor. It's he'll have plenty of folk looking after him. But anyway, I wish him a speedy recovery and here's hoping it's not too serious. Now here's an arts body expects to weather the storm despite £360,000 loss. Well, Aberdeen Performing Arts says it will weather the storm after a loss-making financial year. Folk are being asked to continue their support of its venues as the group continues its recovery for the COVID-19 impact. Well, that's a while ago now. A total of 713 performances took place at His Majesty's Theatre, the Music Hall and the Lemon Tree during 22-23, attended by more than 350,000 folk. Income for the charity rose to £13.1 million for the year, up from £10 million in 2022. However, costs also rose to £13.4 million, leading to an overall £360,000 deficit. Matt Godfrey, Aberdeen Performing Arts Finance and Commercial Director, is confident this year's programme will entice audiences and help to weather the storm. He said they would continue to see challenge around essentially inflationary pressure. Our utilities, bills and cost of living position has obviously impacted us. Well, same as everybody else now, but I will be doing my bit because in a couple of weeks' time, I think on Saturday, the last Saturday in February, I got for my Christmas matinee tickets. So we're venturing out late at night, we're going in the afternoon. Maybe manage a share or two, and we're going to see the play of 12 Angry Men. So I think it is my favourite film, I would say. And going to see the play, and there's a lot of real kind folk off of TV. They're real kind to me because they're on the TV years ago, but they're maybe not so well kind now, and they're performing up in Aberdeen. But looking forward to that, and here's hoping £50 after every ticket was, all going towards saving His Majesty's in the Lemon Tree in the Music Hall. So, I like to do my bit. Now, here's Foodie Fortnite, a boost for City Eatery. So, service is now over for Aberdeen Restaurant Wick, but the boost it gives to City Centre business lingers on. Many of the 81 restaurants, cafes and bars which took part praised the popular Foodie Fortnite for bringing diners into their venues in the city centre at what is traditionally a slow time of the year. The celebration of the best in the city's dining, organised by Aberdeen Inspired, wrapped up on Sunday after 14 days of deals and special menus. Shona Byrne, first project manager for Aberdeen Inspired, said she was delighted at the feedback for diners who enjoyed the event and for the businesses who have been applauding its success. She said, "We kent this was going to be a special Aberdeen restaurant week when we were able to sign up more venues than ever before, and it has still exceeded our expectations. There's been a real buzz about the Foodie Fortnight. We saw muckle folk taking it to social media to pick out their favourite places, tell folk about some of the best bargains and hidden gems, and generally get behind the initiative," So, well, that is quite a good thing. They really get on board with us now, because, you know, if somebody was saying it was like hidden gems and good bargains, that is but a disaster if I've missed out on that now. But never mind, I'll keep my eye open for next time. But yeah, certainly, you know, speaking to a few hospitality folk yesterday, to a dude to Medicare Hoos for who's attending on behalf of Snockery Jocks. And, you know, times are pretty hard for all that lads. And it's just very difficult. Well, the cost going up, I mean, you know, wages going up for folk, and electric bills, gas bills, and all the stuff to buy in, nothing's going up and up. So they're, you know, only thing like us can help is going to be a good thing. Now here is a wife's relief after her husband's Dubai nightmare. And so the wife of an Aberdeenshire man, if I was detained in Dubai after getting into a row with his daughter's noisy neighbours, last night said she's relieved that he's free to come home. So the boy Ian McKellar, if he went to Newton Hill, he was charged with trespassing and verbal assault after an altercation at Hogmanay. But he's now free to leave the Middle Eastern country after Dubai's one-day court imposed a fine of £650 at a hearing yesterday. Mr. McKellar faced the possibility of being jailed, and his wife, Carol, previously told P&J she kind of see him surviving in jail. Everybody like myself. But then, like last night, the relieved Mrs. McKellar was glad her family's nightmare has come to an end, and the sooner that Ian gets him and is safe, the better. So, well, good news, Arun. I heard that in the wireless this afternoon, why him and I, and, you know, it's just a bit of a carry-on. You know, the wife was quite, you know, upfront about it. She says, can we have to respect their lads, and can, if ever happened, when he gets round to tell them to turn the music down a bit, and they'd thrown something over him, and he was hugging his granddaughter at the time, and words were said, I think, and, you know, he's... they've had the thing to charge him for trespassing. So anyway, it's you know, obviously somebody in Dubai has an ounce of common sense and says, well, there's no point in dragging us out and putting this lad to jail, so give him a fine and send him home, and that's all good. So here's hoping he gets home soon, and he's not ever too bad for his ordeal to hang about here with us where he's hid. Now here's a wifey sent chilling messages to former partner of 26 years. So a 71-year-old wifey has been fined in court after bombarding her ex with chilling threats and warning her to get the hell out of Aberdeen. Grace Porter split with her partner of 26 years in 2020 and is now being hit with a court order to bide away for the wifey following her troubling behaviour. Porter told her to look out as she was making arrangements. She also told the wifey that if she went to the Bobbies, she would be mince, and urged her to leave Aberdeen. God, mighty hell has no fury like a woman scorner. My God. Fiscal Deputy Lydia Williams told the Aberdeen Sheriff Court the complainant, the complainer on October 13 and 14, 2023, received a number of offensive messages from Porter. Porter also warned, I will get you, so look out. I will make arrangements for this weekend. She then added, I just phoned someone, so look out. God's sake. Other messages included her saying bye-bye to the wifey and advising, if the cops have been near my door, you will be minced. She concluded by saying, now it's my turn to ruin your life, so get the hell out of Aberdeen. The ex-partner took the messages to be threats and also received more than a dozen calls, most of which she ignored. The wifey ultimately reported the matter to the Bobbies, and officers traced and arrested Porter. So she pled guilty to behaving in a threatening or abusive manner. Defence agent Michael Burnett said his client had no previous convictions. He explained she was not able to come to court in person due to ill health and that she'd been drinking at the time of the offence. Well, the old, old story. Sheriff David Sutherland ordered Porter to pay a fine of £320 and imposed a one-year non-harassment order. So, crikey. To get on the wrong side of her, obviously, then, but silly all crater. Now, just finish up with Sport as Normal. The back page paper today is obviously about Neil Warnock, and Warnock reveals his cup dream at Petardy. So, new Aberdeen manager Neil Warnock says he wants to lead the Dons to Scottish Cup glory during his short term spell in charge. Yesterday, the managerial legend. 75 was unveiled as Reds boss until the end of the season, arriving with his assistant Ronnie Jepson. He's preparing to take charge of the team for the first time when they visit Rangers at Ibrox tonight. So, well, here's wishing him the best of luck and hoping the Dons can put up as good a fight as they did against Celtic and, you know, maybe Mackay Dent and Rangers title hopes and all. So, but anyway, you know, he's only here for a few months, so I'm sure he'll do as best as he can and he wouldn't be fair to put his size nines up somebody's dock if he's... If they're not performing, he'll be shrinking violet, that's for sure. So, anyway, good luck to Warnock, and come on, Aberdeen. No, it's been done for the day now. It's a wee puckly series of today's Press and Journal on the the 6th of February, 2024. And much better day today. Well, it was Carl Wynn, but it was no rain or anything, and it was quite bright, although it was a bit on the chilly side, but... Yeah, this is the precursor to snow, Abdi saying, and you know, saw in the papers and the weather warnings out and about for snow up north and maybe coming down our way near the weekend. So, happy days, just when you thought it was getting a puckle fine days together, you get, you know, hail water used to for a hail day, just did not stop. And brighter day, but very, very cold. So anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell a pal about it or anybody you think might like to hear a puckly stories from back in Aberdeen, Aberdeenshire. Tell them to listen in to the Doric Express. Follow us on Spotify, and that is the way forward. Never miss an episode. And if you can manage that, to be just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.